Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Calls among Democrats to impeach have been growing after reports that the president withheld aid to Ukraine in order to pressure the Ukrainian president into opening up corruption investigations into former Vice President Joe Biden. Here to provide us with some clarity on Ukraine's role in all of this is Josh Kovensky, an investigative reporter at Talking Points Memo. Josh, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me, Matt.
Absolutely. So, Josh, you spent 3 years reporting in Ukraine. Let's start at the beginning of this whole controversy here. Why was the Trump administration apparently so interested in Ukrainian corruption issues to begin with?
So it really goes back to the prosecution of Paul Manafort and really to the allegations that led him to step down as campaign chairman of Trump's campaign back in 2016. I think if listeners recall, what happened was a mysterious ledger came out of Ukraine. It was a bribe ledger showing that around $12 million was earmarked for Manafort back in August 2016. It was kind of a kill shot to his position as, you know, manager of Trump's campaign and so, or chairman, and so he was forced to step down. It's a big question how those documents were released. The Trump administration, based on some reporting out of Ukraine and some sources they have or some people they talk to in Ukraine, basically believes that that was an orchestrated hit by the Ukrainian government in an effort to support the Hillary Clinton's bid for the presidency. And so one thing that Rudy Giuliani has been trying to do in his investigations is not only to dig up dirt on Joe Biden and his son's activities there, but also to discredit the prosecution of Paul Manafort and specifically the financial crime allegations that stem from his work in Ukraine.
Got it. And when it comes to the damning information leaked about Manafort, did that come from the current president's predecessor?
Yeah, so it's interesting how it was released. It was leaked through, very, very publicly back at that time by a agency called the National Anti-Corruption Bureau of Ukraine. And it was basically a specialized anti-corruption prosecutor that was set up. And so there were a lot of investigations going on at the time into the government that was overthrown in 2014, a lot of grand corruption investigations. And so there was an element of plausible deniability and they leaked it. What they basically said was, look, you know, we've been doing all these investigations. We found this bribe ledger. And hey, here, you know, is $12 million with Paul Manafort's name next to it.
Got it. And then there's separately the story about the Bidens in Ukraine. And right. What is the Trump team alleging might have happened there?
So I think it's important to note here that they're completely twisting and fabricating the timeline and the allegations. You know, it just doesn't support what they're alleging. But the specific allegation is that, you know, what's true is that Hunter Biden in April 2014, right after the 2014 revolution, they had gained a seat on a really scandal-ridden Ukrainian gas company called Burisma. You know, the corruption that company was allegedly involved in was the fact that its owner was Minister of Natural Resources of Ukraine and was basically issuing his company licenses to drill for gas. So what he was accused of was massive embezzlement. And so the revolution happens, that guy is forced to flee the country with all these other kind of corrupt politicos, and Hunter Biden kind of all of a sudden gets a seat on the board. So not great for Hunter, but there's nothing tying his activities to anything Joe Biden was doing at the time. So what Giuliani and others are alleging is that Joe Biden in 2016 used his authority as vice president and specifically Obama's point man on Ukraine to push for the firing of the country's top prosecutor, who they allege was investigating this gas company and Hunter Biden's ties to it. And that Joe Biden abused his position to get rid of, basically quash the investigation. However, the timeline doesn't add up because the crucial point there is that the investigation had ended a year before Joe Biden first started calling for this guy's resignation.
Got it. Yeah. Got it. Okay. And now what about the pressure point here, U.S. foreign aid? How right. dependent on U.S. foreign aid is Ukraine?
So I think I would delineate that into two categories. There's straight financial aid, like loans, and there's also military support.
Okay.
So in terms of financial aid, I mean, they continue to be really dependent. They have a huge amount of debts to a lot of different foreign creditors, including the IMF, the EU, the US, I think, as well. And so they need a lot of help in paying those off and also just maintaining the country as it currently exists. That's distinct from the military support, which we do, you know, so the $250 million that Trump, I think the Washington Post reported last night, did in fact order Mulvaney to withhold.
Mm-hmm.
About $50 million of that was allocated to be lethal aid, so sniper rifles, machine guns, all that kind of stuff. And the other $200 million was Humvees, body armor, non-lethal aid, but stuff that would help the Ukrainians. That is way more symbolically important than it is, I think, important to them winning the fight they're currently engaged in with Russian-backed proxies in their east. They have basically been fighting that war with their own equipment. I've been out there. I can tell you they aren't using a lot of our stuff. But at the same time, it's really symbolically important to them to know that they have backing from the United States.
Sure. Yeah. And now this puts the new president, President Zelensky, in something of a tough spot.
Sure.
President Trump is openly asking for Biden to be investigated. He's dependent on the U.S. as an ally, as you just said. How is he going to handle this going forward?
So they're taking a really specific line, which is that they're looking at what happened with the predecessor and these allegations around the Clinton campaign, and they just do not want this relationship to become politicized in a partisan way. They want support from Washington. They don't want support from either the Democrats or the Republicans. They want that support to be not to be conditioned on one political party. So, you know, this whole situation with Trump is putting them in a really difficult spot, trying to find a way to respond to this without, again, making this, you know, doing something that if Biden gets elected or a Democrat gets elected, all of a sudden makes them an enemy of the Democratic Party, or vice versa, basically destroys the relationship until Trump leaves office either next year or in 2024. So that's the line they're trying to walk. And it's not entirely clear if they found a way out. There's been some stuff floated out of Kiev, which is that they've kind of suggested that maybe they'll respond to any, you know, legally issued mutual legal assistance request, which would put the onus on the U.S. Department of Justice to issue such a request as part of its own investigation. It's kind of a smart ploy, but it's not entirely clear what tack they're going to take.
And I imagine in the meantime, this story is captivating Ukraine and the Ukrainian media right now.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, and it is crucial to them because since the 2014 revolution they had and the war that, you know, came after that with Russia, I mean, they have relied on the U.S. in a big way. And again, both financially and also just in terms of symbolic and moral support. So, I mean, it's a big deal. It's big to them. And it's also kind of ironic that they're experiencing a form of politics coming from the United States that's very familiar to Eastern European cronyism.
Corruption.
Yeah.
Josh Kovensky is an investigative reporter at Talking Points Memo. Josh, thank you for explaining this all to us.
Thanks for having me.